Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing and smashing that thumbs up. Download your favorite scary story on my Apple Podcast and Spotify, Tales from the Dark Forest. A shout out once again to my patrons and my channel members. Without you, hell, we wouldn't be so spooky. Now, let's get it on. You ready? Dan asked. Yeah, I said as I finished loading the back of the truck. I had only moved in the town a year back. It wasn't even something I had been planned for. But rising housing costs where I grew up made me want to move elsewhere rather than go back to crash with my parents. Lo and behold, when I even managed to get a job at a decent company, and they even offered the help with the moving costs to join one of their branches, and here I was. At least, I thought at the time that this was a decent enough company. It was a charity, though I had to admit that at the time I didn't notice that they seemed to have a lot of things for a non-profit. This should have been the first red flag, but I didn't pay it any mind. So let's go then, rookie, Dan said. Dan was a couple of years older than me, but he had been nice enough during orientation and what all. Our current job was one that takes us to a city. We were setting up a camp for homeless people. It was a well enough cause, though something I'd weighed in my mind. Do we really need to go so far for this? I asked him again. We were going a pretty long ways off. The trip itself would take over 2 days. Granted, we would be paid for all the hours and the company paid for our housing as well. But why go through all that difficulty? A nearby city was just 2 hours off, and it wasn't as if where we were going was much bigger either. It's complicated, but we just want to expand our reach, Dan said, the same as when I had asked him last time about it. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Let's just focus on getting some of these people the help they need. He flashes me a smile and began talking about football, and I forgot about the questions soon enough. The camp as it was went well enough for us doing quite a good job, at least I thought so. It mainly involved giving out clothes and food. It was time for us to leave though, and as we began to get ready to set back, I noticed something. Are we taking some people back with us? I asked, confused. I hadn't been told anything about this. 3 people, 2 men and a woman, were riding along back with us in the back. Yeah, they must have got some issues which I think we could deal better with back home, Dan said. They've all agreed to it, so it's no biggie. I was a bit superstitious now, but when I did talk to the 3 of them, it was obvious that they were there of their own volition, so I thought, all right. I did notice something off. The normally extroverted Dan didn't go out of his way to talk too much with the others. It was as if he was actively trying to avoid them for some reason. That said, we were reaching the last leg of our journey. Town was back in sight. Though as I was beginning to dream of going back to my bed, Dan tapped me on the shoulder as we went to a halt. I sat up a little and tried to blink the sleep away. We were practically in the middle of nowhere. Come on, he whispered to me as he opened the door and beckoned me to step outside. I was confused, but in my drowsy haze, I didn't think too much about it as I got off. So, what's up? I asked him. He put his fingers to his lips and beckoned me to follow him. Once we were 10 minutes away from the truck, he told me to crouch down. "What's going on?" I asked again. It looked like we were still 2 hours away from the town's border. He put his finger to his lips. "Just stay quiet for now, will you?" It was then that his head twitched as if he had suddenly seen something. I looked in the direction but spotted nothing, until a minute later when I saw the silhouette of what looked like a dog, or far more likely a wolf, I realized. "What's up with this?" I asked. He put a finger to his lips again and hissed at me. "Don't you know when to keep quiet?" "Tell me what's going on," I said. He glared at me, but seemed to realize I was only going to make a ruckus if he didn't say something. "You know what a skinwalker is?" he asked. I scratched my head. No. "An urban legend, that's what," Dan said. "At least, I thought so too. They're kind of like vampires, I guess. They're supposed to have been people who betrayed their families for immortality, and walk around wearing the skins of their victims, usually animals. You'll find all sorts of stories about them if you go on the internet. They have other powers too, mimicking voices of their victims, which is especially creepy." He shuddered a bit. "What's this got to do with anything?" I asked. "Long ago, this land used to belong to a Native American tribe," Dan continued. "As you could imagine, they weren't all that happy to give up when the colonizers arrived. Our side, I guess you would call it, realized that they were going to lose when they made a deal with the devil, or what devils are to the people around these parts. They invited some of the natives to a discussion in this area, and then agreed to let the skinwalkers in. I told you they were like vampires, right? They can't go on to someone's property without an invitation." A bead of sweat rolled down my neck. I looked at the horizon again. There were more wolves now. "In exchange for getting rid of the natives, the original founders gave the Skinwalker Blanket permission to wander in the town and any house in its territory," Dan said. "If they wanted to, they could get into our houses and kill every single one of us. They won't, though, so long as they're fed enough." I then realized why he had brought those people along with him, and why we had gone so far and picked up homeless people. So little attention would be paid if they were to disappear suddenly one day. Before he could stop me, I was sprinting back towards the truck.
"What are you doing? Do you want to get yourself killed?"
he screamed behind me. I ignored him and got into the driver's seat, turned the key, thank goodness he had left it in the ignition, and began to move the truck to get out of the area as soon as possible. The skinwalkers were closing in on me, though. They no longer looked like animals now, but the misshapen creatures they really were. I could tell given the odd way they moved. As I slammed the accelerator, I heard a loud thump on the roof of the truck and then a loud crash on the side of me. One of them had gotten onto the roof and fallen off. I turned my head for a brief second outside the window, and then I saw it. There was a monster, running on all fours, somehow keeping up with me even though I must have been going at least 60 an hour. It looked like a skeletonized human, kind of like those pictures of people who had nearly been starved to death turned up to 11, wearing the fur of a wolf on its back. In the rearview mirror, I could see two more of them trailing right behind me. I gulped and slammed the accelerator even harder, praying that I would survive this. Eventually, it looked like they had either had enough of chasing me with no result, or I had reached some boundary of whatever limit they would cross. However, it wasn't until the sun came up that I would finally breathe a sigh of relief. I didn't even stop near the closest rest stop, worried that it also fell into the jurisdiction of the skinwalkers. It was only when it was close to midday, and I was nearly falling asleep at the wheel, that I stopped, told the others, who were quite confused, to get off. I think I slept for the whole day after that, and I had just told the others that it all had been canceled and they had to go back. I tried forgetting about the place as much as I could, and for a while it seemed to have worked. I got a new job. The pay wasn't as good as the earlier one, but had no deals with supernatural creatures either. I even began saving up for a down payment for a house. One day, though, curiosity got the better of me, and I asked around about the town. To my surprise, no one had seemed to hear anything about it, or heard from anyone living in it ever since, well, the incident. Anyone who had gone to investigate never returned. It's given me a horrible feeling. Did I end up costing the lives of everyone in that town? Or is it that the skinwalkers didn't kill everyone there, but simply guarded so that no one could go out or in? I don't know which is worse, but I have no desire to find out. I can't even name the town. I don't want someone out there coming to hunt me in retribution if they have ties to that place. Let me give you a warning, though. I think if you drive close to where I'm talking about, you'll realize what the town's name is. All I could say is, for your own safety, please stay as far away as possible from it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.